sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Are you home, staying safe in your bubble? And are you getting tired of the constant reminder to do the right thing, like wearing your mask? Now, I haven't read too deeply into the conspiracy theory about the mask, but with or without it, I've chosen to be with. The concerns are obvious to some and to others, a reason to rebel, particularly against those that would request, suggest, or otherwise beg you to wear it. I'm sorry, to me it's a simple thing that doesn't cost or subtract from anything. It merely gives those around one the sense of security that they won't get the virus. Maybe, maybe not, but I am tired of this saying as anyone else. We're all in this together. Early on in this pandemic, I remember not being able to see my grandchildren until I had been back from spring training and waiting out the 14-day quarantine period to lapse. It was tougher than I had originally thought, with eight of them in four separate households, one just being a newborn. And I had my own angst every morning, noon, and night. And on top of that, I have a 10-year-old granddaughter with autism and an 8-year-old with type 1 diabetes. You know, I would jump off a cliff if it was because of me that they got the virus and were infected. But looking back, it was worth every day. And even though I did not contract the coronavirus by flying in an airplane from Phoenix to Nebraska, I do ask, why did I abide by the principles set out by smarter-than-me scientists and doctors? Because I love my family. And since we've been taught to love our neighbor as ourselves, that goes now when I order a burger through a window or step inside a place of business for any reason. Now, why is that so hard to understand? Ask me. Because it's taken a lot of water under the bridge to get to this happy point in my life with my family. I'll bet I must have used the S word, or stronger, several times when I'd get to the front door of a business and I'd forgotten to bring my mask with me and having to limp all the way back to my car a block away. I need to say this as well. I've not gone to the dark side or anything like that. I don't want to defund the police, and I'm happy to help those cities with a strong federal presence to knock down the violent demonstrations. Just seems to me to be the least I can do to keep the peace as well, and maybe, just maybe, not spread or receive the virus. So with the remaining minute I have, I need to ask Mr. Biden to include a number of other various religions that should be taught in our schools, along with the Islamic religion. And given that, when Sleepy Joe attends the next rally of Sikhs, I hope he includes the teachings of Guru Nanak in our schools. What baffles me is how he throws out his avocation for religion and somehow leaves out, maybe we should teach the teachings of Christ as well. But that train left the station a long time ago. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.